But let me know something back to
sure.
Budapest. You mentioned it, this man, Raoul Wallenberg, right?
Raoul Wallenberg.
Mm-hmm.
I met him.
Did you?
In person.
Oh, okay. How
yeah,
was that?
He was sitting at a bridge table. A bridge table, you know, one of those tables that you can open up the four legs mm-hmm. and start play cards. Well, he was sitting at a small table like that out in the street. And this is where my mother took me to him. There was a line of people standing in line.
Acquaintance with how, in the first place, your mother made acquaintance with him.
She had some kind of contact. She knew when the Germans would raid the Red Cross building, and she got me out of there. She didn't keep me in her apartment, the one that was dangerous because of the papers, you know. She kept me there for one night. I told her I didn't like the feeling, and she got me out of there into the safe house. She was just, it wasn't that she had any special contact with Wallenberg. She knew that people were getting passports, Swedish passports.
Mm-hmm.
That was getting around, and she wanted me to have one. But I don't understand why she didn't come with me, and the rest of them didn't come with me and go into. And I explained to you before that they wanted to be able to get food, and the only way that you could get food was to be out in the city, see? And in the safe house, you were locked in. And so it would have been a problem to get food. How she knew, she heard that Wallenberg was doing this, and so we went to him. And it was not far from the safe houses that he was in the street, out on the sidewalk. He had his table set up. He had a chair. He was sitting in it. And people were standing in line, and he was doing one by one. He was signing passports and handing it to you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's how I got the passport. I had my name in it. You know, he wrote my name into it, too. And so then he pointed out where the building was, the safe house, and we went to it. And from that point on, I was at it. That's what he was doing. But he was doing a lot more than that. You can read about Wallenberg nowadays. There are books about him all over the place. That he would go out to the trains that were already starting to go, and he would get into the trains, and he would tell the Germans that these people are all Swedish citizens, and they he would take them off the trains.
Okay, but let me ask you that, because for me it's interesting your testimony
sure.
about that, because, I mean,
of
there
course.
Are things, of course, we know for in history about him, right?
Sure.
But I want to know how much you knew about these facts that he was doing, these heroic things, for instance, about the train or things like that when you were there. I mean, I want to know...
In my presence,
yes.
The only time that I was in his presence was when he was behind that table signing the passports.
Oh, wait, don't put the neck. Open it a little because it was...
Oh.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Try not to... Sorry about it. Yeah,
okay. Okay. That's the only contact that I had with him, was when he was actually handing out the passports on the street.
Okay.
And sitting behind that bridge table and signing them. That was my personal contact with him.
Okay.
Aside from that, I was never on a train where he came out to get us or something.
Right, but...
I heard about that.
Okay, but you heard on that time, I mean, he was... Someone that the people talk about in that time, or was something unknown?
There was not a lot of talk during that time as far as my own contact, but then I was not in contact with a lot of people. I was in contact with the family that lived in the same apartment in the safe house, you know, and they and I were not very close to each other, you know. We were not friendly in any special way.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my own, you know.
Right.
I was just a boy. That was put in there, and I...
So for you, he was someone unknown that was just giving you this, and... He was just someone unknown that he was going to help you with that, but you didn't know much about him, about
At
his
that
story.
Point, I didn't. I found out a lot more about him later on, you know.
Try to get your position, sorry.
No, you know...
I know it's hard to talk and try to get the...
No, but that's it's true. I mean, if at that point somebody would have told me that this is Raoul Wallenberg, I would have said, okay, so what?
So what? Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But later on, after the Russians arrested him and they thought he was an American spy and that kind of thing, you know, you read everywhere about him.
Yeah.